When we last left off, we are picking up on the Ma'arava Amri, which is the third line on Beis HaMabeis, 2-2. So we're picking up, we had just discussed that there were three keys that Hashem has that he doesn't give into the hands of a shliach, that he keeps them himself, although occasionally someone else may have them. That was, we said that was the key of rain, the key of childbirth, and the key of Tchiyas HaMeisim. So Gemara says, now, but Ma'arava Amri and Ma'arava, they said, Af Mavteach Shel Parnasa, there's also a fourth key that Hashem holds on to, and that is the key of Parnasa, and how do we know that? Tichsiv, Posach, and Sedech, as we say every day, we say it in Ashrei, you say that you open up your hands and you give sustenance to everyone, so that is talking about Hashem. Rabbi Yochanan, so the Gemara asks now, so according to Rabbi Yochanan, who said that there were three keys, my time Elok HaChashiv L'ha, why didn't he also include the key of Parnasa? Because you see, the Pasuk says that Hashem was the one that had it. So the Gemara answers, Amalach, he said to you, Gishamim Hainu Parnasa, that rain is sustenance, because again, it was agricultural. If it doesn't rain, they're not able to make a living because the crops don't grow. So he's going to say that there was. When I said that the key to that Hashem has the key to rain, that's talking about Parnasa. Okay, so Gemara discusses now again. Now we're going to get back to when do we start saying Mashi Furach Mari Gashem, and there's going to be either going to say it on the first day, the second day, or the sixth day, or the last day. Okay, that's going to be the four shitas. And now the Amid's going to just spend time trying to figure out where do we learn that out from. So Gemara says, Rabbi Lazar Omer, Miyotav Rishon Shachag, that we start saying Mashi Furach Mari Gashem on the first day of Sukkot. Yibayilu, so they ask the question, Rabbi Lazar Mehecha Gamer, where does Rabbi Yezer learn out that we start saying Mashi Furach Mari Gashem on the first day? Milulav Gamerla, did he learn it? In other words, he has to have some sort of parameter where he figured out. He said, okay, there's a connection between rain and something. What is it that the connection is to that he said he started doing it on the first day? Mululav Gamerla, do we say that he learns it out from Lulav? Or Minisuch HaMayim Gamerla, does he learn it out that on Sukkot, in addition to the blood that they would pour onto, that they would sprinkle onto the Mizbeach, there was also, they would sprinkle water onto the Mizbeach all the days of Sukkot. So where does he learn it out from? Do we say, Melulav Gamar La, that Ma Lulav B'Yom, that just like the mitzvah of Lulav is in the day, because it says in the Pasuk, L'kach Nelechem B'Yom HaRishon, you take it on during the day. So do we say that he learns it out from Lulav, so therefore, you're going to start saying it on the first day, meaning at on the first day of Sukkot. Dilma, or maybe Nisuch HaMayim Gamerla is going to learn it out from Nisuch HaMayim, from the pouring of the water onto the Mizbeach, and Ma Nisuch HaMayim Orta, and just like the pouring of the water would take place, you could even do it, even though they wouldn't normally do it, but you could even do it at night. So that would mean the Adam or Mar Minchasim Niskehem, Nafil Balaila, Afas Karmi Orta, so too we would start saying Mashif Ruach already at the first night of Sukkot, you would start saying it. So you wouldn't even wait until the daytime, you would start saying it at night. So Tashma Adam Rabavau, Lo Lam de Rabbi Lazar, Elam Lulav, the Rabbi Lazar learns it out from Lulav, Ika de Amri, Rabbi Vo, Gemara, Gamara. Some say that Rabbi Vo had a Gemara, that he had as a tradition that he learned out, that he learned it from Lulav. Ika de Amri, Masnisa Shmielah, and say some that he learned from the Brisa, which we're about to say, that he learned from the Brisa that says that you're supposed to take it on the first day. Mahi, what was the Brisa? That he learned it out from Lulav. And Mahi, what is the Brisa that learns that you're supposed to learn it from Lulav? The Tanya, when do we start saying Mashi Furach Mari Gashem? Rabbi Yezer Omer, Mishas, and Tila Sula, from the time that you take the Lulav, which will be again the first day, as we just said. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Mishas, and Chaser, from the time that you put it down, which will be the last day of Sukkot. But either way, he's learning it out from Lulav. The only question is, do you learn it out from the time that you first pick up the Lulav, or do you learn it out from the time that you put down the Lulav? But the Limud, the place that he's learning it out from, is from Lulav. So then the Gemara says, Rabbi Lazar, since these four minim, right, why do we take the four minim on Sukkot? Because each one of them are supposed to be representative of rain, because without rain, they're not able to grow. So he says, since these four, the Lulav, Esther, Hadassim, and Arabos, they're taken, we take them, so that Hashem will judge us favorably, that we're going to have plenty of water that we need, the rain. And just like these four Dalad minim would not grow without rain, so too, it's impossible to have the world without water. So therefore, we start saying Mashi Furach Mari Gashem. We start saying it on Sukkot, and we start saying it on the first day. So the Gemara says now, and this is what we learned in the Mishnah. So Rabbi Yeshua said, "Trebli Ezer, v'log sham b'chag ein ola sim klala." We know that when it rains on Sukkot, it's a sign of a curse, that Hashem is upset, and it's like throwing the water, like the master throwing the water in the face of the servant. So why would you start saying it on the first day? You can ask Hashem to bring rain, if bringing rain during Yom Tov is going to be a sign of a siman klala. So he said, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar said to him, as we said in the Mishnah, I did not say that you should ask for rain, that just you should start mentioning Mashiach for Rachamayr to Geshem. In other words, not to say the same Talamati Libracha, but just to say a Mashiach for Ruach. Hushem Shetchias HaMesim, Mashiach Kol HaShonu Kulan, just like when Tchias HaMesim, you ask for it all year long, because we say the Bracha Mechal Kachayim V'Chesed, which I think says six times, it's mentioned in there, the concept of Tchias HaMesim. So just like we mention every single day, three times a day, we mention about Tchias HaMesim, Ve'en Ela Bizmana, and Tchias HaMesim is only going to happen, it hasn't happened yet, it's only going to happen one time. But we still mention it each and every day. So Kach Maskirim Kuros Kasham Kol HaShana, so too, Rabbi Eliezer is saying that you could say Mashiach for Rachamayr to Geshem, you could say it all year long, Ve'en Ela Bizmanan, even though that the rain only comes in the time after Sukkot. So, yeah, you could mention it now, even though the time for it is not going to be until after Sukkot, but you could start mentioning it this time. And Rabbi Eliezer says, if you want to, you could say Mashiach for Rachamayr to Geshem all year long, because it's the time for rain. You always want rain to happen. You only want it to happen in the proper time, but just like Tchias HaMesim, you want it to happen, it's only going to happen in its proper time. So too, when it comes to Mashiach V'Ruach, you could say it, even though it's only supposed to rain in its proper time. So, and Rabbi says, Omrani, Mishash Masik L'Sha'ela, Kach Masik L'Azkar, that the same time that you stop asking for it, we stop saying the same Talamati L'Vracha, which is when Pesach starts, so too, that's the same time that you stop mentioning it. He disagrees with Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer, you say that you could say it all year long, because you could mention the whole time, even though you only want it to fall on its time. So he says, no, that the same time that you stop asking for rain, that's the same time that you stop asking for, rain, that's the time that you start mentioning rain also. Because Tchias HaMesim, we never stop asking for it. But for St. Talamati L'Baruch, we stop asking for rain once Pesach starts. So therefore, there's a difference between Tchias HaMesim and rainfall. Rabbi Yudah ben Maseira Omer, okay, so now we're going to go through the different shitas of when you're supposed to start saying Mashiach V'Ruach. Rabbi Yudah ben Maseira Omer, B'sheni B'chaku Mashka, that you start saying it on the second day of Sukkot. Rabbi Kiva Omer, B'shishi B'chaku Omer, that you start saying it on the sixth day of Sukkot. And Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yehuda, Mishum Rabbi Yoshua Omer, Orlof Ne'ateva B'yom T'ova Achon Shachag, that whoever goes on the last day of Sukkot, which is Shmini, of the Yom Tov, which is Shmini Atzeres, so Ha'achra Masker, the Baal Musaf is the one that's going to say Mashiach V'Ruach Amar to Geshem, Harishon Oina Masker, and the Baal Shachrus does not say it. And the Yom Tov Harishon Shal Pesach, and then conversely, when you stop saying it, so the Baal Shachrus on Pesach, of the first day of Pesach, he will say Mashiach V'Ruach Amar to Geshem, Ha'achra Oina Masker, and the Baal Musaf is not going to say it. Okay, so the Gemara says, so now we're going to, actually we're not going to do it yet, in a few lines we're going to get to it. So the Gemara says, Shabbat Karmel, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yeshua. So Rabbi Elazar said a good point to Rabbi Yeshua. He said to him, that just like Tchias HaMesim is all year long, and therefore we say ask for it all year long, so too rain, even though there's only a certain time that it's appropriate, you can ask for it all year long. So why did Rabbi Yeshua say that you shouldn't do it? So Amar Rabbi Yeshua, Bishlam Tchias HaMesim Maskir Bishlam, you could say that you say Tchias HaMesim, you say it all year long. The Kula Yom HaZimnehu, because every single day is a possibility that Tchias HaMesim can happen. Mashiach is going to come, boom, Tchias HaMesim is going to take place, or however it's going to work. So Tchias HaMesim could happen at any time. Elag Shamim, Kol Emes Ta'asin Zimnehu, are you going to say that whenever it falls, that's the proper time for it to fall? Now we learned in the Mishnah, Yatsu Nisan, V'yadu G'shem. If let's say Nisan finished, and then the rain started falling, again, right now, think now, if a couple of weeks ago, if it started raining in Eretz Yisrael, Simen Klalahim, that's a bad sign. Why? Because it says, Shenemar Halok Tzir Chitim Hayom, that it's a time that they're supposed to be already doing the harvesting, and Hashem says that it was going to make it rain, because that was going to be a bad thing that was going to be happening. So therefore, Tchias HaMesim, since the time that it could happen is any day of the year, so I agree that you could say Tchias HaMesim, you say Mechal Kachai Mechesed, you mentioned Tchias HaMesim all year long. But rain, if you ask for it, and it fall, or if you mention it, and it falls in the wrong time, that's a Simen Klala, so he says, therefore, you should stop saying it by Pesach. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to go through where you learn out if you say Mashiach V'Ruach Amar to Geshem on the second, the sixth, or the last day of Yom Tov. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira Omer, B'sheni B'chaku Mashka, that you start saying it on the second day of Sukkot. My time with Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, what's the reason that he says you say it on the second day? The time comes, you learned Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira Omer, never B'sheni V'niskeyem. In every Pasuk that we lay on Sukkot, There's a pasuk that we say every single day. We say Mavad Olas Hatamid Uminchasa Viniska. Okay? There's 2 days that we change that. On the second day, instead of saying Viniska, we say Viniskehem. And on the sixth day, we're also going to, when the Gemara is going to show, we also change the wording for that. So he says, Nemar Vashani Viniskehem. It says, instead of Viniska, it says Viniskehem. So you have an extra mem, right? There's a mem at the end of Viniskehem. So that's the mem. We're going to end up spelling out the word Mayim, is where we're going to get to it. So the end of the last letter in that pasuk is Viniskehem, is the extra mem. Nemar Vashishi, and it says on the sixth day, when you're supposed to be laying the carbon, when it's talking about the parts of the carbon tamid, it says unisachecha. Instead of saying unisachecha, it says viniskam. So again, it says unisachecha. It says a plural. Instead of saying a one, it says a plural language. So again, that's the yud of mem. And then uvenem rabbi shvi. And then on the seventh day of Sukkot, it says kimishpatam. Instead of saying Kamishpata, it says Kamishpatam, which is adding an extra mem. So again, that's mem from the second day, the yud from the sixth day, and the mem from the seventh day spells out mayim. So hari mem yud mem, that spells out hari kamayim, that spells out mayim. Mikam remez l'nisa chamayim in atar. So there we know. So therefore, and the Gemara is going to go through now. So therefore, we learn that you're supposed to have nisa chamayim is supposed to take place on Sukkot. So now, umayishna b'sheni dinakot. So why do Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira, who says that you start on the second day, why does he say that you start saying it on the second day? So he says the kremizi lehuba kra, because when the first time that we have the hint that there's of this remez to mayim, the hint to water, is the second day where it says the extra mem. So b'sheni udremizi hilkach b'sheni mitakarinon. Since it starts saying it on the second day, and that's when it starts talking about water, so it makes sense. Okay, so when's the first time we're going to mention rain? We'll be on the second day of Sukkot, because that's what the pasuk says. It has the extra mem. Rabbi Kiva, who said b'shishi b'chakumaz, we do on the sixth day. Why? Shinem Rabbi Shishi unsachah, that it says instead of v'niska, it says unsachah, which is a plural lashon. So b'shnei nisuchan akas medaber, the pasuk is talking about two different pourings that you're going to do on the mizbeach. Echad nisuch hamayim ve'echad nisuch hayayin. One is going to be the pouring that you do for wine. One's going to be the pouring that you do for water. So therefore, he says, therefore, you're going to start saying on the sixth day, which is the day that it talks about two pourings that are going to take place. That's the first mention that we have of two pourings instead of just the wine. So therefore, you're going to start pouring. We start saying matzah v'ruach on the sixth day. So Gemara says, "Eimet revayah b'chamra." How do you know that one is? How do you know that the two pourings, one is for wine and one is for water? Maybe it means that both of them are supposed to be for wine. How do you know that it should be for water? So it says, several luck, Rabbi Yudah Bebeseira. He says that because he holds like the thing that we just learned before, the Amar Remiz of Maya, that we said because we had this remez of Mem Yud Mem, which teaches us that we know we're going to be pouring water at some time, turning to Gimel Amud Aleph. So when it says, so several luck, Rabbi Yudah Bebeseira, if he holds like Rabbi Yudah Bebeseira that has this remez, name of Kvasei, why doesn't he say that you start on the second day of Sukkot? Because Rabbi Yudah Bebeseira says that we start from the first mention of the mem. Gemara says, and with this will end, Kasav Rabbi Kiva, Kiksiv Nisach Yisera, B'shishi Udichsiv, because when did the first mention that there's an extra pouring that takes place? The first time that mentions it, as we said, it says, V'nis Unsacheha, which is a plural. So he's Kazuntai. So he starts saying it on the sixth day, so that's why he holds that you start saying Matzah Ruach on the sixth day. Okay, we'll stop here, and tomorrow night we'll finish up with what we're learning for the last night, for the seventh day that you say it.